Morning to each one of you. I feel a little less prepared this morning than I'd like to. I had good intentions and then my week didn't. Is that better? Okay. Sorry about that. So yeah, my week didn't go quite as planned, and so I didn't have as much, I couldn't give it quite as much thought and time as I wanted to. But if you would turn with me to Romans chapter 1, I want to take a passage here to get started. And if we, in Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17. So as much as it as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And the thoughts I want to share this morning are around the power of the gospel. Here in verse 16, Paul's saying that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's ready to preach to those that are at Rome, a heathen, a place that's full of heathens, a place that's full of ungodly people. He's not ashamed to preach the gospel there. Why? Not just because he thinks it's a really good idea, but because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel is good news. I think we've heard that. We've all heard that. The gospel is good news, and it's true, it is. But it's a lot more than just good news that means that something good's going to happen. It is good news because it is the power of God coming into our lives. The law lifted up a standard. The law lifted up a standard and said, this is what you should do. Do this and live. But it did not offer. It only offered payment for sins. It did not offer power over sin. Jesus came and preached. It says he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And if we would take the time to turn to Matthew 5, 6, and 7, When he's going through all these things that are going to be part of the kingdom, he lifted up this standard, but it wasn't like the law. If we look back at our passage here in verse 16, the gospel of Jesus is the power of God to salvation. That gospel brings the power of God, the power that spoke the universe into existence, the things that we can't even comprehend. That power. The gospel of Jesus brings that power into our lives so that we can obey Jesus, follow Jesus. Jesus came preaching a gospel of transformation. The gospel of Jesus was a new mandate. It was full of life and power. The law brought death. That's just a little bit of an introduction there, and I don't have a whole lot here, but what is the power of God? What is the power of the gospel? Let's turn to Romans 8 and take a few verses here. Romans 8, verses 10 and 11, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So the power of the gospel, is the same power. The power of the gospel in us is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That is where the power over sin came from, when Jesus rose from the dead and defeated that. We also see that a little bit in Romans 1, if we turn back there in verse 4. Now, let's start in verse 3. Concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. So it's that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection proves that He is who He says, and His gospel is true. If they had killed Jesus and He hadn't risen from the dead, there, how would we have known that what He said was true? He would have just been another religious martyr, another misguided prophet. But He rose from the dead, proving who He was. Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, who believe according to His mighty power. He wants our eyes to be open, that we would understand what's the hope of the calling and what the riches of His glory, what that inheritance of the saints, the riches of His glory, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. Then if we go down to verse 20, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us. That's the gospel of Jesus. The power of Jesus in us to obey Him, to follow Him. As we look, as you look at people, and as I look across this room here, there's tremendous potential here. And as if you are a follower of Jesus, the power of the gospel in you is the best thing that can keep you from sin. The best thing that can keep you from going astray. It's not. We can build fences as high as we want, but we can always get under a fence or around a fence. But the power of the gospel in a person, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if that power is in a person, that will keep a person. And that is, we can look at the most broken human being and know that if the power of Jesus in that person can do wonderful things. The gospel of Jesus. Do we really believe that it is the truth and that it is the answer? We can spend a lot of time trying to find answers in a lot of places, but the answer is in Jesus Christ and in His gospel. The same power that raised Him from the dead, if you believe in Jesus, that same power is in you. How do we access this? And it tells us in the passage we read in Romans 1:16, it's not all that complicated. In Romans 1:16, we can make it a lot of things, but if we look at what the Bible says, where this power comes from, it says It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Everyone, if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is, and you engage your faith into that and start following him and believe that what he says is needs to be, you need to bring your life into subjection to that. If we go back to Ephesians 1, I jumped in there. And if we back up from where we had been there, let's start in verse 11 in Ephesians 1, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. They heard the word of truth and they believed it. Not just a mental assent, but a believing that engages and says, what did Jesus say? What does Jesus want me to do? That is when the power is of Jesus is released. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And then, if we read verse 15, where I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And then that's where we started reading before. That all these wonderful things that Jesus Christ has for us, the power of his gospel. And so he prayed for them. He prayed for them in verse 19 that they would know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So I just want to leave you with that. I didn't have too much there. But as we go into this week, and as we meet people, if they're a believer, we look at them through the eyes of the gospel, what the gospel is and the potential that is in that person. And if we meet a person, the most degraded person that we can meet, we look at them through the eyes of what they can be if they receive the gospel of Jesus. Because it is the power of God. It is not a good idea that just makes our life a little better, but it releases the power of God into our lives that we can live like Jesus lived. That's all I have.